Blog Talk Radio.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Betting Window on the Nerd Report Network. I am your host, Evan Ronnie, and with me, as always,
the Zombie Master,
as well as
Captain Stuntcock himself, and fuck you all tonight. How you doing?
Oh, your roommate's just mad that their team lost. That's why you have to go buy new furniture.
No, I didn't go buy new furniture. That motherfucker went out and bought new furniture.
Yeah, but he had to go to IKEA, so that means he had to make it, break it, rebuy it after he returned it and build it again.
That's exactly what happened. During the game, he broke every fucking thing in his room. I opened the door, and I was like...
It was just splinters.
It
was splinters and Swedish meatballs.
There was meatball sauce on the walls.
Whose meatball sauce was on the wall?
He was screaming. I couldn't understand what he was saying. And then, after the game, he was like,
"Well, if you have to ask whose meatball sauce is on the floor, then you don't know Ray and Dave at all, do you?"
Be gone, whore!
Not happening. I got away from Satan for the night. I'm partying on my own. Where's the mini bar?
We don't have one.
Bullshit! I saw your fucking setup.
God damn it, Ronnie. This is your fault, Ronnie.
Nah, don't blame Ronnie.
I'm blaming Ronnie because we're used to hearing the during the show. And no, that's not the sound of him out of you.
Why don't we blame that motherfucker that used to work here? We're going to blame him. It's everything else. It's his fault.
I mean, listen.
He must really work here.
Listen, the last time I heard a pop like that was on my 18th birthday.
Oh, I don't even know. We're not going there. I'm not.
Canadians are weird.
Exactly.
So Dan bought the furniture, and then he went to IKEA and bought new furniture during halftime. By the end of the game, it too had been completely destroyed.
Yep.
So
he had the warranty. He had the warranty on it after he threw me through it.
I told him, I was like, "Look, we're not going back." And then we found out that the Vegas Raiders have released their head coach and general manager.
Yep, and GM.
So Dave was in an okay enough mood, and he's currently in the other room putting his shit together.
Emotionally and the furniture.
No power tools, Dave.
Emotionally damaged.
he was really sad. Now he's really happy. I think he's got hope for this week.
Good, Superfan Raider Dave, all of 2 years.
Hey, he will be the first one to tell you that he has been a diehard, lifelong Raiders fan his entire life for the past 2 years.
I think
I drove behind Raider Dave yesterday because there was a guy with Raiders decked out all in front of his, all over his car yesterday that I was behind for a good 10 minutes.
Was it a jalopy?
No, it was actually a big truck.
Did it have a hand crank? Did it have a hand crank in front of it?
No, it just was a giant. It looked like a giant 4x4 monster.
Yeah, no, Raider Dave drives a little jalopy piece of shit Ford Focus with truck nuts on it for some reason.
No, this looked like if you fuck with...
That's all silver and black.
Why the truck nuts?
I don't know. I think that it's a little bit of... I think he's...
Is it because he's jealous that he doesn't have any after the combine accident?
I think that because he doesn't have any, he wants his car to have some. And I feel bad for his car because, now it has nuts and they hit speed bumps and whatnot. It's not a really high car.
Do your balls hang low?
Do they hang it to it? Lord.
Yeah. Every time it hits a bounce, every time it hits a speed bump, you just hear the go. You hear the car go, ow!
I don't know if that's the car or Dave, but it's the same sound.
Yo,
you want to know what's really funny?
What?
What?
Watching Dave try to ride a bike.
Ha! Gay!
Because, you know, the banana seat's not really a banana seat. It's just a pole.
I have never seen somebody tilt their seat so far up.
I mean, listen. Like,
does he insert it manually, or is it just what?
He gets going down the hill, and then he just sits down. I think he lets it burrow into the fucking scorched earth patch where his balls used to be.
So when he sits down on the bike seat, he gets
Onita!
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 Oh, yeah, for sure.
He Onitas it?
He definitely Onitas it. He walked through the house naked the other day, and let me tell you, he got fucked up. It looks like a half-eaten roast beef sandwich.
Oh.
What did he say?
Well, I'm never eating roast beef again. Thank you very much.
I mean, after I saw alleged photos of Mickey James, I'm never eating roast beef again either.
Well, what pictures did you allegedly see?
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Oh, God damn it, the one.
Like Santa Claus's beard with a worm in it.
Oh, damn.
Like that episode, it's like that WrestleMania match with Mickey James. Just
God damn.
I never looked it up. Same. Cause she got the meat.
Dun 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 dun. Oh God damn it!
Well, she didn't fucking fart during it. If you get that joke.
Listen, darling, the last time, hey, do not slander my good name. Do not slander my good name. I made a good $20 off of that.
I mean, how good is your name?
Exactly.
It's enough to get paid $20 to do an anal scene and then fart after the dick pops out.
Gross.
By the way, that's actually that's not fake either. That's
no, no, I know that's not fake. No, I know. It's real.
It's real, damn it!
It's so real to me.
I wish it
it's
was
so
in
real
my
to
eyes.
Everyone who saw it.
My eyes.
That is an Oni.
Onita!
Onita!
Onita, some bleach for your eyes.
Definitely.
The answer is
fascinating.
Hell no.
All I'm saying,
I don't see
because,
it.
You need a bleacher for your eyes.
Onita.
Worst promo ever.
Ever.
But greatest. But my opinion, greatest pre-match video.
Oh, the pre-match video was great. The event as a whole wasn't terrible until we got to the skewers. I mean, once we got to the ultra-violent stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, more like the CZW stuff that turned me off of CZW back in the day.
Apparently, they don't run in Jersey anymore. They run out of Johio.
Johio?
Yeah, DJ Hyde's mother's backyard could not hold the company anymore.
That's about time.
As like Lizzo says, it's about damn time. Yes. Yes, if you had a Lizzo
on your bingo card.
Card, congratulations.
Right? BINGO and Lizzo was her name out.
I mean, if you saw her McDonald's, if you saw her McDonald's menu, you would be like, good God.
Wait, wait, like, isn't she like getting canceled right now?
Oh, dude, she's been getting canceled for a while after she decided to allegedly have her backup dancers eat a banana out of a stripper's cunt.
Who are you talking about?
Her words,
like,
not
like
mine.
Straight out of it? Like, was there a peel involved? What are the hygiene standards?
Allegedly, like? Allegedly, no peels. This
gross.
Was, this was in Amsterdam.
Gross.
Who are you talking about, first of all?
Lizzo. We said it five times.
Who the fuck is Lizzo?
Exactly.
I'm going to go on mute for a second because I promised I wouldn't make any jokes, and there are so many coming to mind. Love you, buddy.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Oh, man.
They
okay,
like the
I'm
jokes,
back.
Like, write themselves in that. In
other words. On that one, they sure did, but I promised I wouldn't make those jokes anymore.
Oh, you liar.
You're the one that's always says go for it. Just fucking say it.
No,
okay.
Clearly the Lizzo lawsuit though is kind of a.
We're not getting sued by her, are we?
No.
Not yet.
Does she really think she listens to us?
Got it. I'm sure. I mean, the joke that comes to mind are. I mean, the jokes aren't about her.
About everything else.
So this time I'm going to take the high road and keep my word to you, good sir.
Gee, taking the high road? Perfect, huh?
You know what? I am well on my way, sir. I am definitely not low.
I mean, you're always high, but you have high hopes.
I have high hopes.
What?
All right, so here's the actual thing. All right, three of Lizzo's former backup dancers are filing a lawsuit against the Juicy performer.
Juicy? Oh, God,
yep.
That only scares me just thinking about that, okay?
Poster.
Well, does it make you miss the days of Soda Pop socials? I'm sorry.
Oh, it does not go into detail about this? Oh, come on. I mean, it could be worse. You could be getting a glizzo.
Ooh.
That sounds like the worst hot dog ever.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking there.
Say it. Say it.
Say it.
You can think about what I'm, you can, it's not that hard to figure out what I'm thinking.
No, it's not hard to figure out what you're thinking. I want to hear you verbalize it.
There you go.
If I'm thinking what you're thinking about a glizzo, this is going to be fucking disgusting.
Say it before Christy gets here because he's going to hang up.
Eat a hot dog and Lizzo. There you go.
Oh, gross.
Can I see a picture? Somebody send me a picture of this person.
No! 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 Because it looks like Shamu got a tan.
Are you talking about that? I think I know who you're talking about. Wait a minute. Is it what I... Oh, wait a minute. It's not the one I'm thinking about, is it?
It's the one that's banging the NFL athletes.
No, it's not the one I'm thinking about then.
Oh, God. It's the plus size... Say Puff Marshmallow Man if it was charred a little.
Is that the one that's really big that's been on the talk show podcast circuit?
Joe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't actually know. That I'm not actually being coy there. I actually don't know. There it is. Lawsuit, literally, that's one of the things, a lawsuit banana.
Ugh. All right, I gotta look this beast
that's
up.
Talking about Lizzo lawsuit right now.
What's this thing's name?
Here we go. Lizzo is being sued for forcing backup dancers to eat bananas from sex workers' vaginas in Amsterdam.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, God.
Wait, what? It's true. My banana included a pink eye because...
Well, I'm never going to eat bananas again.
That takes a whole new meaning to throw in a hot dog down a hallway.
Dude, some of us are eating right now.
Some of us are not going to eat for the rest of the night or tomorrow.
I'm hoping you're not eating a fucking hot dog.
No.
Arby's, we have the meat.
I wish. It's Taco Bell.
It's not Taco Tuesday.
When you're on the dietary restrictions, when you're on the dietary restrictions I've placed upon myself, every day is Taco Tuesday.
It's free real estate.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, that Ryan, right?
There it is.
Oh, God, we're all going straight to hell.
Been there, done that, have that t-shirt. Have a sweet book next to the ice machine.
I'm not allowed back.
What did you do with Satan?
You don't want to know.
I mean, I could always go ask Saddam.
But let me just say... I found out what Satan would do for a Klondike bar, and he's fucking gross.
Listen here, guy. No, Saddam.
It's no worse than what Hitler gets on a daily basis.
It really was.
Worse than getting a pineapple up his ass while he's dressed as a French maid?
Oh, yeah.
Keep on rolling.
You know what time it is.
All right, I'm putting something in the chat. Don't read it out loud.
Okay.
Don't worry, I won't. I'm going to sit here and eat my fucking nacho fries.
Dude. Jesus. Now you're definitely got a reserved spot now for that one.
Again, like I said, right next to the ice machine.
God damn.
Oh, God.
Same.
Here we go. All right, so it looks like...
And we're canceled.
Nope, not yet. Okay. So, I want to do this before Christian gets on, because we can talk about it too when he gets on. But DraftKings put out their predictions... For the next 5 years for championships, for titles.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I said something different.
Did you put something else in there? What did you put now?
All right, so...
Dude, really?
Which one?
You're welcome.
Oh,
which one, mine or his?
Both fucking tied.
So, all right, so... DraftKings predicted the next five champions in each league, for the big four. NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL.
Okay.
So, starting the 2024 season, NBA, they predict it's going to be the Lakers, then the Celtics, then the Nuggets, then the Spurs, then the Pistons. I'm kind of iffy on the Pistons. NHL, you got the Hurricanes, the Devils back-to-back years, the LA Kings, and the Buffalo Sabres. Now, MLB, and this is where I'll go back over with Christian when he gets here.
All right.
This year they have the...
The who?
The Rangers.
Yeah, except the Texans.
I know what I said. The wannabe Strangers.
Strangers
to win this year. Now, next year you're not going to like this. The Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm.
2025, they have the New York Mets.
Yeah, at least we're in the next 2 years.
The next year would be the Pittsburgh Pirates in 26. And then 27, the New York Yankees.
Well, then Christian will be happy there.
I've not been appeased yet.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Well, that DraftKings can suck my nuts. I'm going to close my account.
So the NFL, though, is this year the Eagles, next year the Chiefs, 26 the Bengals, 27 the Bears.
Duh, Bears.
Duh, Bears.
And 28, the Chiefs.
Fuck the Chiefs. They ain't going nowhere.
So, I mean, they got to shake it off first.
We just watched Patrick Mahomes get fucking taken down by a team that gave up 71 points.
But here's the thing. While he had the flu.
Oh, boo fucking who. That Michael Jordan made that a fucking null argument these days.
Yeah, he was playing indoors. Patrick Mahomes had to play in Denver.
Don't care.
Listen.
Thinner air, easier to breathe.
Listen. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. One, you're dodging air, the other you're dodging bullets.
Are you starting to fall in love with Patty Mahomo?
Nah, I mean his play has been I've called him a star since the start. The person I can't stand is his goddamn brother and his goddamn wife.
If you could dodge the flu, you could dodge a ball.
You trying to get up there and tickle a starfish?
No. I mean, everyone's trying to drink Kelsey's hot dog flavored water, though.
Gnarly.
Because, you know, everyone's doing it for Travis Kelsey's nookie. Because they all want that cookie of Taylor Swift.
I want to do ballers in the library.
Oh, Ryan, shut up. I know you want to break stuff right now.
Hey, just one of those days, man.
Give me something to break.
I was actually listening to that today.
You know what? I listen to it, too.
I have that in my car.
I can't even lie. Like, I was just on my fucking Spotify.
So, all right. So, yeah. So, Brian, you want to talk about Waino?
First one to complain.
I will totally talk about Waino. You have got to love what a fucking treasure Adam Wainwright is, especially now that he's retired.
Oh, so he is officially retiring?
Yeah, his reason, yeah, he gave his official... He did give his official reason for retiring, though.
Do I want to hear this? Yes. He went on Twitter and he posted a picture of the form that they have to fill out whenever they retire.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask the reason why they want to retire from active play. And Waino just straight up, big, bold letters, I got a puppy! Like, walk away. Just straight up walk away from, like, a 20-year baseball career because I got a puppy! Fucking Waino. Now, this is actually some really cool news from St. Louis. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but we are at about 90% sure that Yachty will be joining the Cardinals again as a manager.
That would be cool.
And, dude, they're getting rid of Ollie. Ollie's gone. Put Yachty in there.
Yeah.
And for fuck's sake, bring back Jose Oquendo. That motherfucker is a weapon for any team, especially his third base coach.
That's a thing. He played for. He started his career with the Mets. Go figure that one.
Yeah, you know, but then he got to play for like a high caliber team.
At least it wasn't the Phillies. Yeah, I said it.
There's only one team with more World Series wins than us, and they had a 100-year starter.
Yeah.
Is it a member of the Yankees?
He must be a member of the Yankees.
The Yankees. And if you get that reference.
Oh, I'm so happy. That
hey,
is John. Correct.
Who's your favorite little rascal? Is it Alfalfa?
Or
is it
Spanky?
Ryan, I have to ask, did you eat paint chips when you were a kid?
Did you live under
And I lived under power lines.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you live under power lines as a kid?
And hello, Christian.
Hello, friends.
The leaded ones taste better.
Oh, God damn.
All you missed was Lizzo, was talk about Lizzo and Adam Wainwright getting a puppy.
Wait, you talked about who?
Yeah, Lizzo.
Why are you talking about that fat bitch?
Because John never heard of the reason she was getting sued.
Oh,
you never heard of
why she's getting sued?
Good old Blizzo.
Nah, you say her name correctly, Ronnie.
How are you want me to say her name?
Our belly.
Holy shit.
I can go on to you.
We're done. Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone.
Oh, fuck, Christian.
Oh, that's beautiful. Holy shit.
Can you guys talk about Lizzo? Though you afraid of her by her real name, R. Belly.
Oh my gosh. That is perfect.
I don't know about perfect, but definitely fucked up.
Because there's nothing that he said that was wrong.
There is nothing that
Christian,
said that was
wrong. Christian, I love you, but fuck off.
Man, that's so sweet.
I love you, man, but fuck off with that shit. Oh, God, damn. Oh my God, I need oxygen right now.
Jesus!
Oh God, our belly.
Oh, yeah,
we got
the retos. Yeah. Oh God.
Oh my God. Damn, I broke y'all like that?
No,
you broke him.
You, Christian, broke me. I had to go on mute.
Wow.
So, the other thing I wanted to say is we just...
Oh, damn.
So we went over... DraftKings just did their 5-year prediction for each champion in each league. So MLB they have the Texas Rangers for this year. Next year the Braves, the Mets in 25, the Pirates in 26, and the Yankees in 27.
The Cardinals are going to come in.
Oh,
and
I mean, you do have a general manager that won't actually buy people, even if they try to buy Soto.
That's who we need. And look what I just made.
What did you just make? Did you make it for shit?
Go check it out.
What did you just send? I didn't even see. Where
did you
send
it?
I sent it on Skype.
I didn't get any message.
Said Ryan saw
fucking...
it.
Damn,
I don't,
dude.
There's nothing here. I don't see anything.
Oh. He sent it into a different chat.
Oh, shit. My bad. Oh, here we go.
I was going to say, I was like, wondering where the hell it was. I'm like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, no. All right, there
what
we
is,
go.
All right, send this. I got to see what you're talking about here.
description. I just sent it to that one.
Yeah, I saw.
Am I going to have to go on mute again?
No, maybe. But then here's the thing. So the NFL, they have the Bears winning in 27. They're probably going to be like 500-1.
Mm-mm.
Still waiting.
It went through.
I don't see it. I'm looking at Skype.
God damn, John, you got an internet connection or a fucking telegraph line?
Dude, I'm in the Skype. I got the Skype chat up right now. It's not showing anything.
Oh, let me see.
The last thing I saw was Ronnie saying, send it here.
God, where is it? Yeah, I didn't see. Ronnie, send another one.
Yeah, I said here. I say here. I see here now, yeah.
You got to go to the group chat that has Blog Talk in it.
God damn it. Fuck, man.
I just said you should get it now.
I didn't get anything. Nah, because I need John to see this.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm afraid.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, I mean, yes. It makes as much sense as the heart attack rule.
Wait, hold on. I found another one. Is this one okay?
No, but just send it there. I can copy and put it in that group chat. All
right, here we go. Yeah, that's probably the hardest I think I've ever heard Ronnie laugh ever. Shit, you too, John.
Oh, damn. I was not expecting the R. Belly comment to come out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go, John.
Oh, dear God. Let's see. Holy Jesus. What the fuck, man? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
But,
Lord.
But I will say, but all right, so... Quick news, congratulations, Aaron Judge, for the Roberto Clemente Award.
You said the Clemente Award?
No, Roberto Clemente.
Clemente is all the ones that the Phillies have.
That's their fan base, eating dog shit and punching horses.
Fuck yeah, Philly!
Oh, by the way, I will take a victory lap on this one. The World Series for three games have averaged the lowest World Series rating of all time. All
right, how low are we talking?
They are averaging, 2-3 was the least watched on records by Nielsen, averaged 8.13 million on Fox, according to national figures.
Yeah, they're still drawing more than AEW.
Saturday's 9-1 victory, Diamondback win, averaged 8.15.
Like I said, still more averaging than AEW.
Before this year, the least watched World Series was in 2020 between the Dodgers and Rays, which averaged 8.34.
Interesting.
They're saying the three games have averaged a total of 8.48, which is the lowest since the, like I said, 2020, the COVID season, and they were drawing out of those three games 9.79. This is and I even said it. I go, nobody in the major markets give a shit about this game.
I mean, I really don't. I could really care less about this World Series. I always watch the World Series.
I mean, shit, I should be watching the World Series right now. I'm watching Ball State and Bowling Green. Two MAC teams that no one really gives a shit about. I wish there was a fucking NBA game on. I'd rather watch that. I gotta wait till next week to watch college basketball.
You could always watch hockey.
Yeah, I mean, As in the words of Rucka Ali, I can do whatever, I'm white.
Yo, is One Nut Raider Dave coming in today?
Oh, he will be. We already talked about it. He went to, he had to go to IKEA to pick up some furniture because he destroyed it.
Oh, okay.
And since someone's not here, I'll just put this in the comments.
Oh, but no, like I said, MLB, only thing with Major League Baseball is the Rangers are going to win their first World Series.
Yeah, it looks like it's heading out. I don't know what the score is right now, but
nothing right now. But we're looking at if they win, they have to win one more game, and they're
up 3-1, so they win tonight. It's over.
Yeah, but right now the score is nothing.
Well, you know what? I mean, I look at it this way: as you know, it sucks that DeGrom and Scherzer are both going to get fucking rings. But, which means one other thing, that this is now over. That means the real fun begins, the postseason, the off-season trades, signings, all that stuff starts. That's what I love watching. Next to baseball, man. I love watching the off-season shit. New managers, new signees, big trades. That's the fun stuff.
See, for me, it's college basketball is kicking off next week. It's now into the winter sports.
Well, this is America. We only have like one real winter sport, and it's pretty much the only sport in Canada.
Yeah, but I do have to ask Christian about a certain trade that happened.
Let me hear it.
How do you think Fat Shit's going to do with the Clippers?
Oh, he's going to run them into the ground.
Oh, that's right. Harden got traded to the Clippers. That's right.
Listen, this is his fourth team since 2021. The Rockets.
He's got
Brooklyn.
The same MO.
Huh?
He's got the same MO.
The Rockets, the Clippers,
the Nets,
and the 76ers. Here's the one thing I'll say. Him getting out of Brooklyn was the smartest thing he could have done because he saw the writing on the wall.
I know, really?
Ryan, you're echoing.
I walked out of the bathroom and I was like, wait a minute.
Christian, keep talking.
Yeah, I mean, the writing was on the wall. Like in Brooklyn, because like Brooklyn was a disaster. I think honestly, if there were a documentary on that Brooklyn
chocolate almond milk. That's what I'm
Brooklyn
gonna play
team,
for this week.
I would be all tuned in for it because look at all the pictures.
Gross, but
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Steve Nash is your head coach. You got one Hall of Famer and three future Hall of Famers, and they only won one playoff series.
Right.
And now all of them are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's crazy.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, he's getting welcome to the Clippers locker room. All right, after this season, what if he pulls this again?
He's going to sign a petition. They're going to want him out by the deadline. Hey, here's the question. Will he be out by the deadline?
No. He will play this year.
Oh, I didn't say he's not going to play this year, but is he going to play the entire season for them, or is he going to get traded at the fucking
deadline? He's going to play this season for the Clippers, but the question is when he doesn't get his money, does he bitch and moan and leave?
Well, the question is when will he start to bitch and moan? That's a million-dollar question right there.
I'd give it by mid-December. Because he's not in shape. He'll shoot you out of games. Like, I don't know. The Clippers are such a... They're such a reality show because all four of those guys are way past their prime. Like, Russell Westbrook still plays hard, but he's past his time. James Harden's past his. Kawhi can't stay healthy, and Paul George can't stay healthy. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting. And Harden has a knack for not showing up come playoff time.
Just how about not showing up, period?
No, he'll show up in the regular season. It's the playoffs where he disappears.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
His prime was in
Houston.
Oklahoma City.
No, his prime was in Houston.
The beard.
Nah,
was...
his prime was in Houston because he won the MVP in 2017, 2018, and everybody kept saying that should have been LeBron's MVP. You know, I had to argue with a LeBron dick rider the other day. And I'm just like, nah, man. Like, Harden was the best player on the team with the best record. It's that simple.
Right. I mean, listen, it's early in the year. You're going to get all that shit. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't have to go too much into this. I'm just going to say this in passing, but breaking today, passing of Bob Knight.
Yeah. I issued a tweet. I said, if I had to give you my college basketball Mount Rushmore of coaches, 4 people are on it.
Coach K.
Coach K.
Yeah, Bob Knight.
Bob Knight.
Petrina. Why am I speaking on UNC's coach?
Nah. I had Coach K.
What's his name? What's his name?
I mean, it's the who you talking about? Dean Smith?
No, the one
Roy
after
Williams?
Him. Roy Williams.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so many names you could add to it. But I said Coach K, Bob Knight, Gino Auriemma, and Pat Summitt.
Summitt, I wouldn't even put Gio there, maybe. But I also you would put the UCLA coach.
Or yeah, I mean, it's so many. Like
the one, what the fuck is his? Why am I speaking on his name?
John Wooden.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I ever told you guys. I had the privilege of meeting Bob Knight in 2010.
Bob Knight is one of those coaches that no matter what you say, you hated him and you loved him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the most pleasant when I met him, but... You know, you couldn't help.
Was this tail end of Indiana or was this Texas Tech?
He was working for ESPN at the time. I went to the Final Four, which was in Indianapolis.
Are we talking about Mr. Chair Thrower?
Yep. We sure are.
I remember him. I just wanted to make sure that's...
Yep, he passed away in 86. I could be wrong. I believe 86.
86, 84, 83 weeks with Eric Bischoff.
But no, Bobby Knight, definitely a legend.
Oh, for sure.
He was the basketball version of McEnroe.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But he was getting up there in age anyway. I mean, it's not everyone's like, oh, it's a set. It's not a shock, though. It's like, the fact that he was 83 is a shocker to me because even when he was working for ESPN, he looked bad.
Yeah, he did.
Are we talking health bad or he just looked tired?
Health bad.
Yeah, you could tell.
If you talk to one of them old voodoo women down in Louisiana, they've been like, you going back.
Yeah, you know what? I had Bobby Knight choke me out once.
Oh, God. When did Juwanna get here?
Made my way down to the bayou.
Christian, would you exercise this demon for us, please?
Had Ed Ogeron take a photo of my feet.
Oh, God.
We'll get to LSU later today, Joanna. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Christian, exercise the demon, please.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, no.
There's going to be any exercising of any demon. That's my department. Stay the fuck away from my boys.
Well, Satan, you got a new one.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bob Knight came down to you.
Who the fuck is that? You honestly think I pay attention to this shit? Like, I don't have a billion other souls down here to torment. You're just like, oh, Bobby Knight's down there. Shut up.
I'll get our belly on your ass.
Now, Steve, we have a special spot like reserved for her.
They're gonna have to extend. They're gonna have to do and put an extension on hell just for her.
We created an entire new level of hell. Oh, speaking of which, Ron, saw you playing Dante's Inferno. Proud of you, buddy.
Wait, what was that?
So I saw when you played Dante's Inferno. Proud of you. They fucked it all up. None of that was right.
I don't know. I might get banned if I play Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, pussies. If they're gonna sit here and let us talk about Blizzo,
what about our belly?
See, normally we take one, we go to sloth, we go to gluttony, but we wrap them together for her, and
okay.
we had to go really deep down to create the room to hold this. And it's... You ever seen hentai?
Where are you going with this?
Because it's absolutely nothing like that. It's way less pleasant and way more tentacles from the monster.
I don't need to know what goes on with Cthulhu.
I wish that guy's a dick.
What, does he owe you a reach around?
You motherfucker. No. He just won't let me anywhere near the night realm no more.
You know, some friends are blocking it. Those superheroes.
Not so much superheroes as much as this one little fat kid dressed like Bruce Valanche.
When I don't know what you're talking about. When I'm in the net, I'm the coon.
Yeah, okay. The coon. Go away. Fuck off. Or I make the Broncos lose more.
I mean, my daddy will have the Broncos.
Your daddy was your mommy. I made that happen.
But my mommy wasn't my daddy.
Yeah. Yes, she was. I told your mom to go fuck herself and she took it literally.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking episode.
You guys are talking about possessions. That's my specialty. Yesterday was my day. Now I'm up here talking to you jackoffs.
Yeah, how was your day off?
My day off was wonderful. Stood around a fire.
People dressing up as you.
Yeah, they never get it right. They don't have fucking goat legs, assholes.
So is that all you wanted to talk to us, Satan?
No, I heard old Zombie Master here talking about exorcising demons. We both know that I can't let that happen.
Hmm.
I mean, you got any answer for that, John?
No, I got nothing right now.
How about you, Christian?
I'm fucking talking to you about a goddamn bass.
I'm fucking talking to you. And then you know what? You know what?
Robbie, he's talking to you.
Bass, bitch.
No, I think Devo's talking to you. You gotta get that brick.
What you gonna do?
Fuck a brick. I'll just shoot his ass.
Below the kneecap.
Nah, in the kneecap.
I'm a fucking devil.
Okay.
You really think a bullet in the kneecap's gonna bother me?
Look, I dance with wolves, so your ass don't mean nothing.
You know what, Christian? For all of eternity, I'm shoving Hitler up your ass.
Got the fuck out.
Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to the first of the fallen.
Don't think I won't call Tyrone on your little ass.
You know Tyrone? How do you know Tyrone?
Exactly. Bring back Ryan.
Yeah, fuck you guys. You suck. Go to hell.
It could have been worse. You could have got Juwan out on.
I don't know if anything's worse than Tyrone.
This could be true.
Like, when you call on Tyrone, Tyrone pulls through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
But he doesn't always pull out.
Head out.
Hey, yo.
What's Christian's song? In the Raw.
Oh, that's funny.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Oh, what a bunch of
idiots. Oh, dirty bastards. All right, college football happened.
Yeah. It sure
talk
did.
To me.
We have college football playoff rankings. And boy, did they fuck this one up? Let's run through this. Let's run through this. So number 25, 8-0, Air Force. Okay. Air Force, not the highest. Even though unbeaten, not the highest Power 5 in the conference, so fine. That goes to Tulane, who's 7-1. They're 24. Number 23, K-State, in my opinion, has the slight chance that is the only two-loss team right now that actually probably has a shot at making the playoffs. But they would have to beat Texas and Oklahoma twice. So right now,
yeah,
in front of them, they have the best chance, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that Kansas State game because they have a big one this weekend. I previewed it on the site yesterday.
Yep. Number 22, the Pokes, OK State. Number 21, Rock Chalk Jayhawks. Called that one.
Yeah, they're coming off a big win. And I think they furthermore exposed Oklahoma. Oklahoma can't stop the run.
Yep, and we'll get into that game because that's the last of a – that game is the last of a dying breed. When we get to Bedlam. Number 20, USC. They shouldn't even be ranked.
No, they shouldn't.
They gave up on the season. They shouldn't be fucking ranked.
Yes, here we are.
Number 19. Hey, ton of karma on this one. UCLA. What?
I mean, I will.
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
You what now?
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
Turn up your aid.
This one time in band camp.
I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Well, let me tell you, this thing happened at work today. I was doing yoga.
And you somehow got your own foot stuck in your own ass.
I was in deep thought and meditation, and I fell asleep. Well, that means you were just taking a nap, good sir. No, I was in deep meditation.
He's mispronounced masturbation.
You know, I tried to jerk off with super glue once, and I needed paint thinner.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
You know what that is? That is some jackass white boy shit.
I'm going to say again.
And if you know what movie that's from, congratulations.
American Pie 2.
That's some white people shit.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of white people shit, number 18, Utah.
People shit.
The Mormons.
Great segue there.
Yeah, right? The Mormons.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
Ouchtown, population you, bro.
Bold, that's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Number 17, good old Rocky Slop, Tennessee. Number 16, the Beavers of Oregon State. Number 15, Notre fucking Dame. Number 14, LSU. 13, Louisville. Number 12, if the expanded preseason started today, they would be in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Penn State. Number 10, Ole Miss. What? Number 9, Boomer Sooners. Number 8, Alabama. Here's where they get it wrong. Number 9, Oklahoma. Number 8, Alabama. Number 7, Texas.
If you build it, smoke up.
Yeah, riddle me this. Oklahoma, yes, they lost to Kansas. But they beat Texas. And Bama lost to Texas. So how is Oklahoma 9 and Texas 7?
Right.
Because everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, so are the women.
Hey now.
Hey-o.
And I have friends in Texas. I can vouch for that. And then number 6, the Ducks of Oregon. Number 5, Washington. And number 4, boy, they fucked this one up too. 4, Florida State. 3, Michigan. 2, Georgia. And, yeah, fucking right, Ohio State's number 1.
So, here's what I want to say. How is it that a team that is on a 25-game winning streak and a team that has been beyond dominant, 2-3? You get what I'm saying?
Let alone, I can understand Michigan being 2 or 3. I can understand that. Georgia's unbeaten in the national champs.
Right. And you know what? I'm going to just say this, Ronnie. They're going to use this as fuel to the engine because gas ain't cheap.
No. And guess what? You have that number 1 spot on Ohio State now? Hello, Target. Hey, Ohio State. Just because you see us as a weak team, come to Jersey. We'll find out how tough you are.
Right.
You got to deal with an NFL-ready quarterback. There, Rutgers has corners that can play today, and they're McCourty level good.
Yeah, because what I had Georgia at 1, Michigan at 2. I mean, you can swap them, right? Because
Michigan's been dominant,
Michigan,
but Georgia's the national champ.
Yeah, but Michigan's been the most complete team in college football this year.
If you told me either one, I agree with either way.
Right. So I could have had either one of them at 1 or 2, right? 3, I would have had Florida State.
I agree.
And then 4, I would have had Washington.
Yep, I have Ohio State at 5.
I would have had Ohio State at 5.
Oregon at 6.
Oregon at 6. And then I would have had Texas at 7 because I don't know if you heard what Steve Sarkisian said the other day. Did you?
No.
He said, we have the best win out of anybody in the country. And, of course, people are going to look at him and they're going to be like, oh, you're supposed to say that because you coach his team. But where's he wrong?
No, you're right.
Who? Name another team in college football with a more impressive win than Texas beating Alabama.
There isn't, but what about Oklahoma beating Texas?
That wasn't impressive to me. They didn't look all that good to me in that game. They won that game because Steve Sarkisian played a little too conservatively.
Right.
I guarantee you.
See, I agree with Texas being over Bama. I fully agree with that, but I do. I almost would put Oklahoma over Bama.
Would you?
Just because of the head-to-head. Just because of the head-to-head with Texas. I would rank Texas and Bama, or not Texas and Bama, I would text Oklahoma and Texas close to each other because Oklahoma, as much as the head-to-head means more, Texas beat Bama in Tuscaloosa, but Oklahoma did beat Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, it is one, so obviously this is all going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? I think the fact that Ohio State is number one is fucking laughable.
Yeah, because my thing is, you know, Ohio State, you remember what I said to you? What was the last show you and I did, Ronnie, for MEQ? Was it after Penn State, Ohio State?
No. It was.
Well, I know you look. You listen to MEQ. Well, you have to. You're a producer.
Yeah.
I'm the co-executive producer. Remember what I said on MEQ about Ohio State when they played Penn State? I left that game very unimpressed because I just think Michigan is leaps and bounds better than both Ohio State and Penn State. And I get, look, Ohio State has to change up their philosophy this year because – we knew C.J. Stroud wasn't walking through that door. So they've become a run first and a defensive team. I'll give them that. Their defense has been absolutely suffocating this year because they can make you one-dimensional and they win those trenches and they win their one-on-ones on the outside. And last year they were just rushing six. Now they're rushing four.
But
and
let
they
me,
get home
yeah.
consistently. But can – Kyle McCord make big throws when it matters, and I don't think this kid can.
Like, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at Ohio State's schedule from this year.
Uh-huh.
Where are their marquee, like, standout wins that they're number one?
They don't have one.
Okay, you beat Penn State by eight.
And then you beat
Notre Dame.
You beat Notre Dame by three.
By three. Okay, you beat a team in Purdue who's dead last in the West. So here we go. So I'm going to go through their schedule right now. They at Indiana, they beat Indiana. Indiana has not won a conference game this year.
Right.
Home against Youngstown State, who they only beat 35-7. Youngstown State is a D2 school or a 1AA school. Western Kentucky, they whooped the Hilltoppers. Okay, they're great. That's your that you should be in a fucking Conference USA school. At Notre Dame, that's a big win, but that literally was a last second win. Home against Maryland, you won by 20. Maryland is not even bowl eligible. They're the third to last in the East. Win over Purdue. Purdue is dead last, is tied for dead last in the West. Penn State won by eight at home. Again, home game. You haven't done anything on the road. And then a 14-point win at Wisconsin. Okay, that's an impressive win because Wisconsin's there, but that was a night game. But that's a win. That's not any full-blown impressive win. Now here's the rest of what they got. They got Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is going to prove them that they did this. Rutgers, this is a team that reminds me a lot of a team from 06. Rutgers can beat them. And if not, keep it close, keep it tight. The spread's 18.5. This might be an easy one for Rutgers to cover. I don't look at the same game as when they played Michigan this year. They're not the same team because Michigan beat them in at home. Rutgers is at home. And it's a noon game. You don't think – and on CBS. You don't think Ohio State's going to come out maybe a little lag? A little laggy? And then you're home against Michigan State. That ain't a game. Home against Minnesota. That's – okay, they're the top of the West right now. And at the Big House. Your marquee game is at the Big House.
Yeah, that's going to tell us everything we need to know right then and there. And I'll just, you know, throw it out there right now. I will be previewing that game. Ronnie, I tell you this all the time. Ohio State and Michigan, that is the college football version of Duke in North Carolina.
I was going to say, it's called the game for a reason.
For a reason. And I remember when I previewed it for the first time in 2016. When Ohio State was ranked number 2 and Michigan was ranked number 4. And I think it went in a double overtime. I loved every second of it. I previewed it in 2017. I previewed it in 2018, 2019, 2020. Did it, obviously, when Michigan beat them. Michigan's beat them the last 2 years.
And
Michigan
what's
funny has their
is...
number. But see, here's the thing with Ohio State and Michigan. Ohio State... Michigan always had better teams than Ohio State. Let's just call it what it is. Ohio State just had the advantage at the most important position, quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, too. If J.J. McCarthy ends up having a great game, I think that would pretty much solidify all but the Heisman.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, I could see that.
God.
But no, it's just it's the game, and like I said, don't be shocked if Ohio State always seems to catch a hiccup around this time of year.
Well, my thing is, I don't know if Kyle McCord is ready to handle that crowd, like. The crowd was one thing in South Bend, but the crowd being what it is at the Big House, those fans are going to be ready. It's going to be a rivalry week. I mean, I can't wait. You know, like I always tell you, Ronnie, there are always those games that you just know that I'm going to preview, and I know that's always wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's going to – like I said, it's called the game for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing before we get into picks I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody's opinion on this. Did any of you hear what happened to Colorado when they went to UCLA last week?
When they got robbed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is anyone shocked?
No. But here's my thing. This all falls back on the coach because Deion's allowing this. These guys being flashy and showing off and everything.
I told you after the Iowa State win? No, it was Arizona State. When Shador went up to the Arizona crowd and started doing the watch symbol, you're opening up yourself for something that you do not want to happen. Well, guess what? You went to UCLA and something you did not want to happen happened.
Mm-hmm.
I show no remorse because, yes, Deion allowed this, but it's also, I hate saying it this way, it's your sons. Like, as much as you got to be a coach, slap them upside the forehead once or twice and be like, calm your fucking jets.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't me. You ain't gonna ever be me.
It's like what Jordan told Kobe. You can wear the shoes, but you can never fill them.
Yep. By the way, Shiloh, you should have never been kicked out of that game.
No, he shouldn't have.
That was a bullshit fucking targeting call. I will say that from the start.
Oh. You're absolutely right.
That could have been, you could have called that defenseless receiver. And I might have been okay. And I might have been like, okay, I see that. But that was not targeting. He hit him with a shoulder. Ugh. But, Rye, John, do you have any thoughts on this about UCLA robbing, going into Colorado's locker room and stealing, like, a lot of their stuff?
I didn't really watch it, so I really don't have anything to say about it, so. So.
Rye, you there?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. You're talking about watches. First off, where the fuck was the security?
Yeah, I don't get it.
And now Dion is screaming for the NCAA to get involved. There's two things. One, Dion, this is not like the Michigan State-Michigan game where players were getting jumped in the tunnel. These were kids that made their way. Where you had your personal security. Why was no one standing by the lockers? Why, where were the cops that were supposed to be in front of the lockers? There's supposed to be security at all time in front of these lockers. That's on the NCAA and UCLA. Why was there none of that? Why was there none of that? But also, why do you have a couple $100,000 in Rolexes and stuff in a locker room?
I'll say this. Too often in this generation, people want to look like money, right?
Yeah, and look like money.
Think, and not think like money. And you know who's a perfect example of that, Ronnie?
I would say Dion.
No, nah. Dion Sanders dressed like a country fried pimp. Uh-uh.
You mean a pimp named Slickback?
Nah. He just dresses country as a motherfucker. But this is what it is. Like, look at Jay-Z now, right?
Yeah.
Like, Jay-Z is a billionaire. And, you know, Jay dresses like he shops at a thrift store.
Yeah.
Jay not out here wearing chains and sunglasses and flashing Rolexes and stuff because he's thinking like money. And he's not acting like money. There's a difference.
You dress to impress, not to belittle.
Right. Like me, I'm not out here wearing, you know, like, look, I know how to dress and everything, but I'm not out here showing off. It's the point
no.
I'm making.
You're not drawing attention to yourself with money.
Nah, and on top of that, you know, I keep a very low profile. John and I talk about that all the time.
Yes, we do.
I keep a low profile. Oh, John, I need you as a phone caller on Monday evening, quarterback.
What, for the Jets game?
Well, I record, like, phone calls, and I play them during the show. So it's whatever's on your mind. Here, we'll set it up. I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, tell me after the show, because this weekend I have two things I'm doing, so I got to see about time
okay.
and stuff. So.
Okay, but, yeah, you know, like, I just like keeping a low profile. I like keeping as much mystery to my life as possible.
But Dion, so yes, but Dion wants all the stuff replaced.
Well, again, he's part of the problem because this is happening under his watch.
Yep. Yeah. No, listen, when Shador did the whole thing with the watch in front of Arizona State, I go, you are going to get someone that's going to retaliate and you're not going to like it. Well, guess what? It took UCLA to retaliate. Then there's also a bunch of other questions that I want to that I need to ask, but no one's going to give me answers because the security. Like again, where was security? Unless it was the Rent-A-Cops that took it.
He said the Rent-A-Cops.
I mean, not listen, wrong. I mean, it's not wrong.
I mean, it's sad to think about, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
But, all right, we ready to get into some picks?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to kick off with our normal slate, where we start off with Notre Dame versus Clemson. Looks like Shipley is in protocol. He is day-to-day coming up to the game. Notre Dame is a 3-point favorite as of right now. This is in Clemson. This is in Death Valley. Death Valley usually is never good to Notre Dame, but if Shipley is not playing, give me the Irish.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Irish as well. I think they can win those trenches. And even if Shipley is playing, I trust Sam Hartman more than I trust Cade Klubnik.
Yeah.
Who's this again?
The Irish and the Tigers. Clemson. Notre Dame, Clemson.
Give me Clemson.
Right.
I'm going
Clemson or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Going the Irish?
Yeah.
All right, next, after coming off their embarrassment win, Penn State takes on Maryland. Maryland looking to get bowl eligible for the first time legitimately in 4 years. But Penn State is an 8.5-point favorite. Give me the Nittany Lions. Give me Penn State.
Penn State.
Yeah, I'm taking Penn State as well. I just think Catron Allen and Nick Singleton, they're going to be too much for this Maryland defense. You know, wear them down, run the football, allow Drew Allar to use that play action and make a throw over the top of your defense. Force Maryland to load that box up.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, boy. Next, the game I will be at.
Rutgers.
Hey, great to have season tickets when you know this game is going to already be sold out. Tickets have already hit like $300 to get to this game. Rutgers, after finally being bowl eligible legitimately since 2014, if we don't count COVID, takes on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. Ohio State is a 18.5-point favorite. The over-under is 42.5. I'm sorry. This is not a homer.
Back in a minute.
Yep. This is not a homer. This is not a prediction. Rutgers will beat Ohio State. Ohio State has nothing for this defense. As much as this was Michigan that beat them, we came into the Big House and Michigan was a better team overall that wore down this defense. But Michigan could not score until the second half. Rutgers stayed in that game until the third quarter where Michigan pulled away. Ohio State does not have what it takes to beat them. This game is 18.5. Rutgers will cover, but on the same hand, Rutgers defense, and they will run the ball down Ohio State's throat. Rutgers wins by 3.
Yeah, I think it's going to be key for Rutgers. They got to get to an early start, you know, and then they have to keep their foot on the gas. I think the one team who had that chance was Notre Dame, but they allowed Ohio State to get back into the game. You know, this is going to be a test. This isn't going to be a game where Rutgers just lays down. But does Rutgers have an answer for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Surprisingly, they do. Now, they have a corner that's on him. I forget his name. But they have a corner that ESPN has already deemed him as like a NFL cornerback. Like, he's NFL ready today.
Now, who's this now?
I forget the kid's name, but he's going to be the one that's pretty much going to be blanketing Harrison Jr.
Yeah, because the key when you play Ohio State is to take away Marvin Harrison Jr., And I'm okay with Emeka Egbuka. With Emeka Egbuka beating me. Ronnie, play my music.
You're my love.
I'm taking Rutgers, baby.
Rutgers.
Yeah.
The last time Rutgers has beaten a team that was the top five was South Florida in 2008. They were the number two seed. South Florida was ranked number two. But that's also when Rutgers had Ray Rice, Devin McCourty, and all them. This reminds me a lot of the 08-06 team. The team is not going to – they're going to have no one ever had faith in that team to come in and beat a team like Louisville. This is how I see it. Rutgers goes back to what they were born and bred, run the ball, and slam it down Ohio State's throat, because the one thing Rutgers does that no one else does in the Big Ten, they take the play clock all the way down to zero. So how are you going to get – if you're taking 20 minutes to do three drives and Ohio State stays on the sideline, how is Harrison Jr. getting any scores?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Rutgers, I think Rutgers pulls the big upset. It's also Military Appreciation Day for Rutgers. They come out in the old red, white, and blue helmets. Yeah, Rutgers is going to be – on fire for that. It's also a noon game, so Ohio State might be asleep. Fucking College Game Day missed a big chance for them to be there.
Nah, they didn't. I knew they were going to Tuscaloosa. LSU, Alabama, Saban, the Saban Bowl. I just knew.
All right, Navy takes on Temple. Well, who really gives a shit?
Can I say it?
Please, Christian, you say it the best.
Ain't nobody care.
No, I'm taking, and for retrospect, I'm taking Navy.
Yeah, Navy.
Yeah, I guess if I had a pick.
Ain't nobody care.
We're all taking Navy because Temple absolutely sucks. All right, speaking of night games, Purdue takes on Michigan. Michigan is a 30. See, now, here's where the number one team in the nation point spread needs to be. Michigan, 32.5-point favorites. In the Big House, and the over's 50.5. Michigan will put up a 50-burger on Purdue. Give me the maize and blue. Give me Michigan.
I like the Wolverines as well. They just have too much. They're more balanced. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be out this game by the third quarter.
I already got you, John Bry.
What is it?
Michigan Purdue.
Michigan.
Michigan. All right. Boys, we're going to Nevada. We ain't going to the island. Hawaii takes on Nevada. Nevada is a 3-point favorite. They only have 2 wins. It's a bad fucking Hawaii is. Give me the Wolfpack.
Huh?
Take the damn pick.
Huh? I don't care.
Ain't nobody care.
There you go. All right, fuck you with the sound effect with the crickets.
Oh, you asshole.
Yeah, Nevada's a 3.5-point favorite. That's embarrassing. Okay, Nevada's going to win because it's home. Bro, are you taking Nevada?
Yeah, I'm taking. I can't say that too loud.
Taking the Wolfpack. Yeah.
His door's open.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll talk to him later in the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of a team you can't talk about, though, Miami.
Yeah.
Takes on NC State.
Give me Miami.
Miami.
Wow. I'm going to go Miami, but North Carolina State makes it interesting.
Well, they're definitely going to make it interesting.
Right now, I believe Miami still has a chance to make the ACC title game. So they need to win this game. This is a must-win for them. Give me the U.
U.
All right, Christian, we got the last one of the year. And the last one for a long, long. Boomer Sooners take on the Cowboys of Oklahoma State.
Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooners.
You know, I want to see how Oklahoma bounces back because they were punched in the mouth the other day. What did they do? What did Kansas do? They ran the football. Oklahoma couldn't stop it. This is going to be a shootout. It always is. And I think this one comes down to the fourth quarter. I like Oklahoma to bounce back by a field goal.
Here's the problem. Yamala! This is in OKC.
Oh, never mind. Ronnie, cue my music up.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
State, baby.
Something
put some in it.
Boomer, if this was in Sooner country, I would be like, yeah, but this is in Stillwater. This is in Boom Pickin'. And Oklahoma State wants this more than Oklahoma does, because Oklahoma's just going to move on to the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And this game could have been played for here on out, but Oklahoma decided not to. Not happening. Okay, State. All right. Christian, we can talk about it now. K-State takes on Texas.
Yeah. You know, I previewed this one yesterday on the site, guys. And when I look at Kansas State, they don't get the respect they deserve. You know, you've heard about Texas. You heard about Oklahoma. So it's understandable why a team like Kansas State will fly under the radar. And I like what Chris Kilman has built there in Manhattan, because they stay within their box. They don't jump out their box. And if they don't have it, they're not going to act like they have it, if that makes sense. They have a running back. Who's my X-Factor in this game? He goes by the name of DJ Giddens. And it's tough to replace a fan favorite like Deuce Vaughn. But DJ's come in and he's established himself. I think he's the best running back in the Big 12. And he's versatile. He can run the ball and he can catch the ball out the backfield. And they have a good quarterback in Will Howard. You remember, Adrian Martinez got benched last year, right? Will Howard comes in and look at what happens. They win the Big 12. Right now, you look at Texas. What are we going to get from Malik Murphy? He's a young quarterback. Both these teams are great when it comes to stopping the run, but Texas is the best in the Big 12 when it comes to stopping the run. And do you guys realize Chris Kilman, he's beat every team in the Big 12 except for one team, Texas. So is this the day? I don't think so. I like the Longhorns, but they're going to have to earn this one.
John?
Who do we got this again? Just refresh my memory.
Texas versus Kansas State.
Give me Texas.
Right. I don't think he's there. All right. So I'll give my answer then. If this was in Manhattan, I would so go K-State. I think K-State keeps this close. I think Texas might eat this out, but K-State will keep this within a field goal.
K-State and Texas?
Yeah.
Texas. Sorry. I was here. Okay. So I was checking my phone, and I came across something visually distressing, and it caused me to drop.
Was it a photo of Lizzo?
No, this is something that legitimately creeps me out.
Oh.
Hence why I actually dropped my phone.
Oh,
So yeah, she dropped your phone. Damn.
That's what the noise was.
That's what that noise was. Yes, I was scrolling. I came across it. It caught my eye. Phone fell out of my hand. Nope. No, thank you.
All right. So next game, going to Mountain West for the dark game. Fresno State takes on Boise State. Fresno's a 3-point favorite. This is going to be interesting. I still, as much as I like Fresno, I'm taking the boys in blue. Give me Boise.
Yeah, I like Boise too. I'll be back. Yeah, I gotta go take a shit.
John, who are you taking?
No, just, he threw me with the Chris shit thing. Repeat the teams again.
Boise State versus Fresno State.
Give me Fresno.
Boise, Fresno.
Chico State.
The Chico kid was a friend of mine.
Yeah, I think Chico's...
Hey, Chico.
Oye, me.
What are they, Holmes, Vato? Quick update while we wait for Christian. Texas is up 1-0, bottom of the 7th.
Yeah, this is over. They're going to be shooting the guns off as soon as this game's over. They're not going to grease the poles. They're going to be shooting the guns.
Nope. Texas is up 3-1. It's up 1-0. They just pulled Gallen. So Texas got the bases loaded? Or first and third, one of the two. First and third, one out. Granky's in.
Granky?
Or no, sorry. Jankiel, Kevin Jankiel.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be... because I thought Greinke was with Kansas City.
Oh. All I know right now is they're looking to break this open, but they're looking for a double play ball right now to keep this within one. But, all right, we can make these picks while we wait for Christian after he does this. Next game we have is Washington versus the I don't use condoms Trojans of USC.
USC. Trojan man.
Give me the Washington Huskies because they need to win to keep a chance to win the to get to the playoffs. All right, next game, Oregon State taking on Colorado.
Give me Colorado.
I'm taking Oregon.
Yeah, give me the Beavers. As much as Coach Prime needs to be where he is, they ain't making bowl eligibility. I will save that one. I'll save that one. All right, James Madison, who was ranked when I made this list, versus Georgia State.
Quarterback.
Go Georgia State, I guess.
James Madison has one of the best running games. I'm taking Madison.
All right.
Okay, I'm back.
All right. Chris,
how was your Chris Shedd? Good?
Fucking amazing.
All right, lightning round real quick for these. Washington, USC.
Oh, definitely Washington.
Oregon State, Colorado.
Give me Colorado. I think Colorado bounces back here. No, you know what? Give me Oregon State.
You say it's in Boulder, so...
Ooh. I'm still going Oregon State.
Okay. All right. I'll just knock these two out. James Madison, Georgia State.
Georgia State.
Georgia Southern versus Texas State.
Georgia Southern.
John, I didn't even ask you that. Who are you taking in that?
Georgia Southern and who?
Georgia Southern and Texas State.
Texas State.
I'm taking Texas State also because they win, they become bowl eligible, and they become bowl eligible for the first time in, God, I have no idea how long. Bro, are you still there?
Oh, there he is.
James Madison or Georgia State?
I honestly, I don't care this week. I am so over college.
All right, I just put this. Well, you're going to have to answer these last two because these last two are pretty much the games of the week. Christian, we'll go with yours first. LSU, Alabama, you're previewing it. What's your keys?
You know, LSU, they got to make big plays on the field, just like they did last year. Because that's Alabama's kryptonite. You know, their secondary is still not where it needs to be for them to be taken seriously as a national title contender. And as far as Alabama, I really like how Jalen Milroe has answered all the critics because they were trying to bench him, remember?
Yep.
They were trying to bench him. They were trying to say he just wasn't it. And, I mean, he's played exceptionally well ever since they threatened to bench him. And the last time we saw Alabama, they were down 13 to Tennessee, and they found a way to get back into that game, and they found a way to win that game. So LSU is going to have to start quickly. Alabama, you got to keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket and make him a passer. This is revenge for Alabama because they lost to LSU last year. What did LSU go on to do? Win the SEC West and play in the conference title game. So the winner of this game is going to end up getting to Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong there. I think the fact that this game is in Tuscaloosa will help Alabama. But the question is which LSU team shows up? Is it the team that we've been seeing now, or is it the team that showed up against Florida State?
Right. And I also want to say this, too. If LSU only had one loss, they'd be in the top 10 right now in the playoff rankings. And Jaden Daniels would be a legit Heisman candidate.
Yeah. I agree with that. Bama needs this game. If they want, this is pretty much a playoff elimination for Bama. Lose this, there's no argument. You're completely out.
Why do you say that?
Because they have two losses.
They have two losses already. It's never one of those, like right now, a two-loss team has never gotten in the playoffs yet. That'll happen when the expansion happens. But you have to have one. If you have one loss, you have a chance to make in the playoffs. LSU can't do it because they have two losses already. Really, if they go and run the table, they're the only one right now that might have an argument that could get in the playoffs with two losses because they would have to beat Bama, Georgia, and, oh, God, who else do they have? It's like they would have
Auburn.
They would have to beat Auburn in Auburn.
Which is going to be tough.
They don't have Auburn. They already beat Auburn. They have Bama.
I'm talking Alabama.
No, but Bama, so LSU has Florida, Georgia Southern, Texas A&M, and then they would have to possibly beat a undefeated Georgia.
Yeah.
If that happens, if they run the table and win the SEC, there might be a possibility that LSU then has an argument to get in.
Nah, because LSU has the two losses. They're not getting
out. I'm saying they're the only ones that could actually have a legit argument with two losses.
Yeah.
Because
for Alabama, every game is an elimination game for them because the minute they lose,
it's over. What I'm saying is, though, is you look at how LSU, other than the first loss and the second loss, I mean, other than the first loss, that was the first loss they had was an embarrassment. Then they haven't lost it, other than the Ole Miss game where they lost by the fucking touchdown, they haven't lost a game by less than 10. Or they haven't won a game. The only game that came close was Missouri, and every other game was 30 points, except Arkansas and Missouri. They had style points. So if you're home against Florida and have style points, if you go into Tuscaloosa and win with style, and you beat Georgia, I mean, there's an argument. As much as two losses will never get in, I think that would be a bigger argument than, say, I mean, you would need help, too.
Mm-hmm.
You would still put a one-loss Oregon in over them.
Right.
But, I mean, either way, I think Georgia would get in, but that's beside the point. But my pick, honestly, is going to be, if this was in Death Valley, I would LSU. I think Bama pulls this game off. John?
This is a tough one. I can't really pinpoint one on this one.
It's also the rare Saturday night on CBS game.
That's what I'm saying. It's a rare game, so I know it's got to be an important game. I can't really pick a winner on this one. I'm drawing a complete blank on this one.
Okay, Rye?
Bama.
If I have to pick, I guess I'll go Bama, but I mean, it's still a 50-50 game for me.
And now the game that's fighting alongside it. That's the 3:30 game, isn't it?
What?
Missouri going into Athens to take on the Dogs. Yep, that's the game that's followed right next to that's the Rutgers Ohio State. And oh, dude, that's a fucking CBS lineup for Saturday night. Ohio State, Rutgers, Missouri, Georgia, then Bama, LSU.
Sounds like a good day of football for you.
I mean, I'll be missing part of Missouri, Georgia. I'll be watching that on my phone.
Well, where are you going to be on Saturday? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be at the Rutgers game.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to be at the Rutgers game.
Number 12, Missouri, is a 15.5-point dog to the reigning national champions, Georgia Bulldogs.
Last week was the best I've seen Georgia look all year long because they came out with a sense of urgency and they silenced the doubters. How are we going to look without Brock Bowers? Late McConkey is going to have to be that guy to step up and be that weapon. Georgia just has too much on both sides of the ball. I like Georgia.
John?
Come back to me.
Do your boys pull this off, or are you taking UGA?
Go Mizzou.
You going to go Mizzou?
They've been proving me wrong for weeks.
I'll go UGA.
So hopefully I choose them and then they lose.
So here's the thing. The last time they faced off last year, it took a fourth quarter comeback for Missouri to lose the game. Georgia 12 going into the fourth and ended up coming back to win by 6. Missouri has the defense to hold Georgia. Now, here's the problem. It's in Athens. It's in Georgia territory. But we're also coming off of Halloween, which means anything is possible. Give me the upset of all upsets. I think CBS is going to have the major upset weekend. Give me Mizzou.
Oh, so you're not going against Ryan this time?
No, Ryan's going against me because he's taking Mizzou to lose. That's why he's picking Mizzou. But I think that CBS slate is a good day for college football.
Sounds like it.
but all right, let's get to the NFL.
Uh-oh.
And in news, a team in Vegas has officially fired everybody, and including benching their starting quarterback.
He's in the area. I could smell it.
Oh, no. He's coming.
What's he, Veer? Is he coming like Veer is?
No, that's your character.
That's your character, man. He's dope in the way a month later.
Yes.
Gotta build up the hype. Gotta build up the hype.
Oh, okay. There's building up the hype, and then there's being a pitcher, the former Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher. So, all right. So, yes, the Raiders have officially benched Jimmy G after firing Josh McDaniels. The fact that they benched Jimmy G just shows that they're done. That they give up.
Fact. Because they're not done. The Raiders are never done. Raider Day!
How's your furniture, Raider Dave?
I just finished putting it together. It's very nice. I got a nice little shea lounge.
Hey, grow a pair. Oof.
Oh, shit.
Okay, listen here, you Ken doll.
Magnificent, perfectly smooth pair that got ripped off in a fucking combine. Fuck you, Christian.
Listen, is that the reason?
Wait, the combine, is that what her name was?
The reason why
I don't know, ask myself, John.
That's the reason why you have nuts on your truck, just to know what it's like to have a pair of balls?
First off, it's not a truck. It's Ford Focus.
Oh, I could say so many jokes right
there. Hey, at least it's not a Prius.
That's what you're saying. I could do a bunch of Jeff Dunham jokes right there.
Yeah, but Jeff Dunham's played out just like the Mets.
Yeah, well, just, hey, we at least wait till the end of the season to fire our coach. We don't fire him mid-season like your guys do.
Sometimes you got to shake things up. You know how it goes. I mean, you guys lost the closer before the season started.
I know, because he
lost the fucking star quarterback 4 plays in.
Yeah, but he's on his way back.
Doesn't matter if he's on his way back. He still only played for 4 fucking downs.
Yeah, but that team, that Jet team has gone a 3-game winning streak.
Yes, they are. How many games has the Raiders won in a row? Oh, wait a minute. That's an oxymoron. They haven't won any in a row.
Your insults sound like they come from a prepubescent LD kindergarten.
Where'd you dig that comment up? Same place where your balls are? Canadians are weird.
You're trying so hard. I'll give it up for you. But you're boxing with God.
Don't make me laugh. Well, that's what every girl says to you when she sees you naked.
Now, John, quit insulting yourself on the radio.
Hey, I have a woman. Do you?
Yeah.
Virgin Dave?
He is a woman.
Can you even spell the word woman, Dave?
F-U-C-K-Y-O-U, Christian.
Now, Christian, there's a problem. The woman he wants doesn't come with a patch kit to replace it after he pops them.
Nah, his girlfriend's name is Palmer.
No, that only comes with the you order.
No. He can spell woman. D-E-V-I-T-O, DeVito.
He named his right hand Myra. My right hand.
Hey, maybe him and the guy that used to work here could double date.
Oh.
So if someone So someone has a bum arm in sign language. Is that an accent or a speech impediment?
A speech impediment, you insensitive prick.
Nah, you know what? I'm not going to pick on Raider Dave tonight because I know it's been some rough sailing for him.
He picks on us, so why the fuck is it? It's fair game.
Yeah, this is true. He can go scratch.
There you go.
He can go fuck himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but we still have our coaches.
And we're getting a better coach. Like you're trying to insult me like a child.
Dave, you haven't been a fan of the you've only been a fan of the Raiders for 2 years.
I am a lifelong fan of the Raiders my entire life for the last 2 years.
So that means you're an Aces fan and a soon to be Vegas A fan?
Correct. Vegas A.
Yeah, another team that's gonna. Oh well, let's see. The A's fans get more. The A's fans get more action in the crowd than you got in an entire year.
I'm sorry. What's my team gonna do? Didn't your team lose their fucking star closer to the World Baseball Classic at a stupid celebration?
Let me put it to you this way: your fans fuck in the crowd more than your team fucks you on the field.
at least as fans, we fuck. You go to a Jets game and they're all jerking off the pictures of dogs.
How'd you dig that one up?
How are you acting like you've heard these things before? Whenever you're insulting me like a kindergartner. What's next? I'm rubber and you're glue and what you say bounced off of me in 60 years.
Okay, you must be watching too many Nickelodeon shows or something to come up with a joke like that.
Okay, first off, that's Pee Wee Herman from the 80s. Nickelodeon shows are like iCarly, and I've never seen an episode of that. How about you?
Well, you knew the name, so you must know it somehow.
Yeah, I read a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
I came out back in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. That would have been teenagers, so yeah, I'd probably watch them if I wasn't too busy out, you know, getting laid.
Hey, baby, I like the
exactly. How about you, sir? How many episodes of that show have you seen?
I can't remember that any episodes, so I guess that's, if you're talking about episodes, then you must have seen multiple.
Well, no, it's pretty common knowledge. You can look online and see that it ran for so many seasons. So many episodes. I've never seen one of them. How about you?
You keep bringing it up. Maybe you really want to talk about it. Do you want to go start an iCarly fan page or something?
I didn't bring up
We have the meat.
He don't have the meats or the potatoes.
You brought the subject up, sir. So I'm just asking, how many episodes?
Ronnie, get rid of this guy. He's boring me.
I am a man!
He's not.
I am, sir. I am Raider Dave.
Let's get to the picks. It's getting late.
Oh, shit.
Raiders for the win.
So, I don't know about that. We'll be talking about that on Monday Night Football. You got to deal with my team, Raider Dave.
Yep, I'm going to kick the shit out of them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I didn't say my team's going to kick the shit out of them. I said,
let me put it to you this way. If you lose to Zach Wilson, you're going to be in. You're going to want to just run headfirst into a wall.
I accidentally put on a mesh shirt once, and that's kind of what happened. And then I ruptured my Achilles.
He's got nothing. He's got no new material. Just rehashing old shit.
Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker.
Hey, not my fault your guys' quarterback tank.
So long, eh, Bowser.
Nice try, fucker. Raider Dave is here today.
All right, Raider Dave, you can make Ryan's picks while you have to make him put on a Cubs jersey.
I'm going to win this for him.
All right, well, then, with that being said, let's get to our picks.
Let's go.
All right, Tennessee, Thursday Night Football, Tennessee is going to be Will Levis as quarterback versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny Pickett is going to play.
I mean,
go,
you know,
Steelers.
Go, you know,
Steelers.
Go Steelers.
Shut the fuck up. We're going to take Pittsburgh.
Christian, who are you taking?
I like Tennessee here. I don't trust the Steelers' offense, and I just really like what I saw from Will Levis. He opened up their playbook. And just imagine if Tennessee had decided to start him early on. Who knows where they'd be right now. He just brings an added element to their offense.
I'll say this. Is Kenny Pickett going to be 100%? The answer is no.
Bitch, we weren't talking to you. But here's the thing. Would you rather have a 50% Kenny Pickett or what? Or nothing?
Rather have 100% Will Levis. Give me Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Will Levis right now is the guy, and especially he's making Derrick Henry and Hopkins. He's making Hopkins look like Randy fucking Moss. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Lippy.
And whenever they play the Steelers, he's going to magically turn into Mark Sanchez.
I don't know. The only person I'm worried about on Pittsburgh is fucking T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
You gotta worry about T.J. Watt. He's coming to fuck your mother.
J.J.'s a better player.
Did I tell you I met him a couple weeks ago?
Who, T.J. Ooh. Or J.J.?
J.J.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Shut up, Dave.
Fuck off, Christian.
All right.
This motherfucker.
Disrespectful motherfucker.
All right, let's get to pretty much the game of the week. Thank you, Miss Lippy.
Miss Lippy.
So, all right, the Cowboys take on the beloved Eagles. Christian, you're right in this game. What's your keys?
Well, what are we going to get from Dak Prescott? Because that's the best I've seen him look last week since the game against Tampa Bay in the playoffs. He was in control. The downfield passing attack was really working for them. They were getting that push up front. And that's when Dak is good. Dak throws that ball no more than 31 times because they want him to be Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow-esque. He's not that type of quarterback. So just playing your own game, I think, is key. But I just want to see what they do against A.J. Brown because A.J. Brown is the second-best wide receiver in the league, not named Tyreek Hill. He's been playing grown man football. He's had 6 games over 100 yards receiving. I preview this one on Friday. Be on the lookout.
John, who are you taking?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I hate both of these fucking teams. So if I had to pick a team out of the two I most despise, give me the Cowgirls. Fuck the Eagles.
Dave?
Dallas.
What?
What? Who are we talking about?
Philly versus Dallas.
Dallas.
So, Philly scared the shit out of me against Washington. I think Philly is hurt. I think not 100%. Jalen. Yeah, give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, go Cowboys.
All right, time to jump on a plane and go to Germany. The Miami Dolphins take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Taylor Swift will not be there.
Patty Mahomes.
What were you going to say, Dave?
I would say he likes Patty Mahomo. But me and Ryan are going with the Dolphins.
Christian?
I'm taking Kansas City. I previewed this one today. I don't trust the Dolphins because the Dolphins beat up on bad teams, but when it comes to upper echelon competition, they don't show up for it. Buffalo punched them in the mouth, and the Eagles punched them in the mouth. Kansas City, that was the worst I've seen them look, maybe since that Super Bowl that they lost to Tampa Bay. And Denver kind of played the same type of defense that Tampa did in that Super Bowl. They kept those safeties high. They played man coverage across the board underneath, and they hit Mahomes behind the line of scrimmage. You know, he was hurried. They didn't let him set his feet. They didn't let him buy time in the pocket. But I like Kansas City to bounce back. Andy Reid normally bounces back after losses.
Kansas City's going to play pissed off. Casey wins. All right. Next, the Minnesota Vikings with Josh Dobbs, I believe, is going to be the quarterback with what's his name? Just got benched, too. Desmond Ridder has been benched versus the Atlanta Falcons.
I take the Falcons because I think about it this way. With the loss of Kirk Cousins, the being – what's his name being benched, they got the fire's been taken out of that team.
Taking the Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta as well. They did better things with Taylor Heineke on the center than they did Desmond Ridder. And I really feel for Kirk Cousins. Just one of the genuinely nice guys in the league. Did you hear what he did the other day?
No.
I guess there was like a Halloween event, and instead of feeling sorry for himself, literally 24 hours after a season ends, he's there making kids the priority and leaving kids with a smile on their face. And, I mean, he's nothing but class.
We're taking Falcons.
See, the thing is Ridder being benched is, I don't know if it's going to help. But, I mean, Minnesota right now, the air's out of the fucking thing. Yeah, I'll go with Atlanta. I don't like either one right now, but I'll go with the guy who should be the freaking rookie of the year in Bijan, but.
Get away.
All right. Next. The Arizona Cardinals take on the Cleveland Steamers. I mean, Browns. Cleveland's an 8-point favorite, and I think they just dropped. I think Raider Dave just dropped his phone.
Fuck out of here, Dave.
Yeah, bring Ryan back. Raider Dave was really pissing me off. He's really pissing me off.
I'm looking at the notebook.
He's watching the notebook?
Oh. Oh, I bet you he loves that movie.
Yeah, well. It is a chick flick, so, I mean, he's perfect for him, so.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. You know the rest of that meme? I'm not finishing that meme. What was that?
Give me the next game real quick. I got to take a piss. I'm going to give you my pick.
Arizona-Cleveland.
Arizona-Cleveland? I'm taking Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, I like Cleveland as well.
Damn, don't fucking have no filler time or give me time to go piss, motherfuckers. Thanks.
No.
Go take a
don't
piss.
Worry. The next game is the Rams game. I know who you're taking.
You got to take a piss.
So, yeah, it's the Browns. The Arizona Cardinals. I mean... The question is who's starting this in this game? Because they have not said anything yet. Is it Murray? Or is it Toon? Because if it's Murray, I think Arizona has the upper hand, but I'm still going to take Cleveland because there's nothing out yet on who's starting. All right, he's taking Green Bay. The L.A. Rams take on the Green Bay Packers. Oh, hold your nose and pray to God.
Fastest pitch ever.
Oh, don't worry. You were good because the Rams are next. They take on the Packers.
Oh, yeah. You already know who I'm choosing.
L.A. Rams.
You fucking cocksucker.
No, I have you down for the Packers. You're good.
Pack attack.
Pack attack.
Wait, this is LA.
Versus the Packers. The Rams versus the Pack.
Where's it at?
Green Bay.
I'm taking the Rams. I don't trust Jordan Love.
I don't trust the Rams. Fuck, cocksucker.
There's no love for L.A. Give me the
Rams. No, if you're going to say it right, say it right.
I did say it right. The fucking cocksuckers.
No, I'm saying Ronnie said it wrong.
I'm not playing that game. I said what I said. L.A. wins. All right. The Commanders, after all their trades, go against the Patriots. Oh, God, these games suck.
Yeah, give me the Patriots.
Yeah, give me the cheaters.
Both these teams can be hit or miss.
Teams can suck my balls.
Okay. I'm taking the Commanders. I think this is going to be such an ugly and sloppy game, but I like Washington. Because I trust them to consistently generate offensive drives. I can't really say the same about New England.
I have no idea who's going to do what, because what's Washington's defense going to look like now that they traded two of their fucking defensive linemen?
Yeah, they were busy at the deadline, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Swift and Young, both gone. Or Sweat and Young, both gone, sorry. Oh, I got to go with the team with the better offense right now, and that's Washington.
Yeah.
All right, next. Oh, God damn it. This game's going to be awful, too. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints. Saints are an 8.5-point favorite. Give me the team that right now makes as much sense as anything. Give me the Saints.
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints as well. If you thought the Chargers defense got after Tyson Bates, what makes you think the Saints defense won't?
Right. Right.
Saints.
Yeah, that's a hold-your-nose game. I'm not even going to watch that. I'm not even going to steal that.
No, dude, that game's going to fucking suck.
The Seattle Seahawks take on the Baltimore Ravens.
Give me the Ravens.
Go Ravens, I guess.
Man, this one can go either way, honestly, because Seattle had to grind that game out the other day against Cleveland. They got all they can handle. Both teams are really in some hot streaks right now. I'm going to take Baltimore. I just really like what Baltimore is doing right now. Lamar is in control. He's taking care of the ball. Put me down for Baltimore.
So the thing is I wonder if Seattle flew back and forth, or if they stayed on the East Coast.
Well, if they were smart, they'd stay on the East Coast.
Some of them don't do that, though.
Well, Seattle was at home. They didn't.
Seattle was home against Cleveland?
Yeah.
Okay, then never mind. Because they got to go into Baltimore. Leonard Williams is going to be a big get now for Seattle.
I still can't believe the Giants let him walk.
Well, they let him walk, John, because Dexter Lawrence made him expendable.
Yeah, and listen, this was his last year. It's better off trading him away and getting two draft picks than letting him walk and get nothing.
Well, they got what, a third and a fourth round pick or something?
Third and a fifth. Third and a fifth round swap. So, pretty much a third. Give me Baltimore. As much as I think Seattle is going to be better. This is in Maryland. Yeah, give me the Ravens. All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Houston Texans.
This one's going to be close. Give me Houston.
I'll go Houston, I guess.
This is the definition of don't nobody care.
You're not wrong, but, you know, I actually know someone that's going to be at this game. Nick is going to this game, Ronnie. Nick Russell.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. You know, he lives in Houston. Him, his lady. Wow, this one can really go either way, to be honest, because, you know, I look at Tampa, and what version of them shows up? Like, that's where they're so hit or miss, right? Then you look at Houston. That was the game they should have won last week against Carolina.
Yep.
I think this is going to be one of the closer games of the day. I'm going to take Houston.
So, you know what's funny about this game?
What's that?
The winner stays in contention for their division to win their division. But go 4-4, and they're literally like a game behind first. This game has a lot more meaning than people think. And the fact that I'm going to say this, and the fact that the Houston Texans have a chance to win the South is insane. Give me Houston. Speaking of games that, no, God. 4 o'clock game. Hold your nose for this one. Indy versus Carolina.
Oh, God. That's one big old bowl of suck.
If you're betting on the game, you can find a way to watch it. Who the fuck would bet on this game?
You're not wrong.
God damn, I wouldn't even waste fucking store credit on this game. Not even worth the bandwidth of take. Give me the Colts.
Colts.
Man. Do I really have to make a pick for this one?
Give me a hurricane.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to go Carolina here because Gardner Minshew can really be up and down. Come on, Bryce. Let's do it again, baby.
Yeah, right? That would be nice.
Yeah.
Bryce.
Picking Carolina.
And Ronnie, what are the records? Like, who did what last week?
We all went, except for Ryan, 11-6. Ryan went 10-5. We all went 11-5. Ryan went 10-6.
So who's still in first?
You.
Yeah, okay, that's all I wanted to hear.
by four games. Dude, I'll say this. This week, with how everything's mapping out, there's going to be distance or it's going to close the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy, the New York Giants taking on Raider Dave and the Las Vegas Raiders. Raider Dave!
You know you can't say it.
You're
beside me, staring at me creepily. I'll take the Raiders.
I can't, within my right mind, take the Giants. Give me the Raiders.
Yeah, give me the Raiders as well, because I don't trust this Giants offense.
And now I love them.
Yeah, this Giants team is dead. After last week, this team's dead in the water.
Well, I respect your decision. Fuck off.
Raider Dave's a prick.
Yeah,
he is.
If they lose to the Giants, more IKEA furniture is going to get destroyed.
If they lose to the Giants, I'm just going to get him a gift card to IKEA for Christmas.
No, you should just buy him stock in IKEA because he's going to go to a lot of fucking furniture.
He should go to a lot of furniture.
Oh, This game is over.
Stock in it.
This game is over. Congratulations to Texas. It's 3-0 right now.
Yeah, but what inning is
the ninth.
Yeah, the Rangers are winning this. The Rangers are going to be the first world title for the New York, well, not New York Rangers, Texas Rangers.
Did he really Buckner that shit?
That shit.
Oh, my God, he Buckner. Holy shit, he Bucknered that.
Who Bucknered it?
The center fielder. He fucking went through his fucking wickets.
For who, Texas?
No, for Arizona.
Isn't that Tommy Pham?
Is he the center fielder? It might be. He missed the ground ball and went over his glove and through his legs.
I am so glad we got rid of him.
He pulled a Buckner. That's great.
Oh, wait. What game is this?
Game five.
Game five.
And the World Series is on the line.
And he Bucked.
Yep.
Yeah, now we're going to start calling it famed.
Getting famed.
He famed it.
It was first and second.
If it is indeed him, I don't know if it is Pham. I don't know who plays center field for the Diamondbacks.
I'm pretty sure Pham's center.
Well, let's find out.
If it is, he will not be talking smack about the Mets anymore.
Arizona is no Pham's the DH. It's Aaron Thomas or Alec Thomas.
Alec Thomas, that's the rookie.
That went right through his fucking legs.
Oh, that's bad. That's
all right.
Bad.
All right. Next game Sunday night, the Bills take on the Bengals. Christian, you're previewing it. What do you got?
Well, this is going to be a very emotional game. Because the last time we saw these two teams play in Cincinnati, that's unfortunately when DeMar collapsed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said it then, I'll say it now. I didn't respond as an analyst or a former guy or a guy that played. You know, I responded as a parent, and I don't even have kids. Because all I could think about was his mom. And I'm so happy the NFL canceled that game.
Yeah.
Then because let's say if DeMar did lose his life and they decided to continue to play this game, then what? This is going to be a really emotional scene.
Oh,
I see it right now. I preview this one tomorrow, and to be honest with you, I had a tough time writing this one. Then after January 2nd, 20 days later, they meet in the playoffs, and Cincinnati just went into Buffalo and punched them in the mouth. Like, right now, the Bengals, they're hot. I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. Burrow is healthy. Chase is getting the ball. Those other weapons are stepping up, but they got to get Joe Mixon going. I think he's the key in this game. And now, as far as Buffalo, who are they? Like, what version of the Buffalo Bills are we going to get? Are we going to get the team that just absolutely made a statement against the Miami Dolphins in week 4, or are they the team that we've been seeing the last couple of weeks? Ronnie and I talk about this all the time. I think it's coaching with Buffalo because they have no type of running game where they can consistently run that football, and they just depend on Josh Allen to bail them out every single time, which is probably why he struggles in the playoffs because he's burned out and he has to carry so much of the load. I preview this one tomorrow. Be on the lookout.
John, who are you taking?
This is a tough one because, like Christian said, there's a lot on the line for this game. Emotions are going to be high. You know, everybody's going to be on Denar watch. Is he even playing in this game?
No, Hamlin hasn't been.
He's only played in one game this year. Other than that, he's been a healthy scratch, John. And to kind of piggyback off what you said, I want to see for Buffalo, I think a major key is can they channel their emotions? Because I know this is a game they want to go get for him.
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm kind of having mixed thing is that because I know the Bengals are a good team and I know they're a fighting team, but the emotion with Buffalo with this, it's too hard. I can't even pick a winner in this one. It's impossible. I mean, I really can't. I'm legit. I can't pick a winner. I just don't know.
Oh, I'll give you a winner. It's going to be Cincinnati because Cincinnati right now has the healthiest team.
Yeah, and not only that, Joe Mixon is going to have to be key for Cincinnati in this one because Buffalo struggles to stop the run. You saw what Ronnie, you saw what the Jets did that night when we called that game.
Yep.
And Jacksonville did the same thing, and New England even got some runs on there. So I'd be establishing Joe Mixon. And Joe Mixon had a big game last week against a San Francisco defense that's been pretty stout when it comes to stopping the run.
All right, if you say, I'll have to go. I'll take Cincinnati.
Ryan?
Cincy.
And finally, the L.A. Chargers come into East Rutherford to take on the New York Jets.
After last Sunday's game, I don't know what the hell to expect out of this team. The fan in me says the Jets, but, I mean, logistically, that team and Christian, we didn't get a chance to talk. Ronnie and I have talked. That was one of the ugliest fucking games I've ever seen played in my life.
Oh, absolutely. The Giants just shot themselves in the foot because when you don't capitalize, the other team will take advantage of it, and that's exactly what happened.
I mean, for God's sake, the Jets were handing them penalties on a silver platter,
yeah.
And they couldn't do shit with them. So, I mean, I'm still going to take the Jets. I'm going to take the Jets in this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets.
Christian?
I'm going against you guys. I'm taking the Los Angeles Chargers. I think this is going to be one of the tougher matchups because the Jets, they're still struggling offensively. So if the Jets are going to win this game, it's going to be on the shoulders of their defense. They're going to have to get stops. They're going to have to pressure Justin Herbert. You're going to have to double Keenan Allen, and you're going to have to bottle up Austin Ekeler.
Well, here's my question, Christian. I don't know if I haven't looked into it. Ronnie, maybe you can help out. Who's going to be playing – who are we going to have playing center?
So thin kid.
The one who almost – that almost cost us two plays?
Yeah, but that was also – you got to remember that a lot of that has to do with the rain.
No, I mean, I understand the fumble with the thing, but the one where he almost shot the ball over Zach's head.
Yeah, a lot of that dealt with the rain.
Didn't we sign somebody this offseason, a pro bowler?
They just signed a guy to the practice squad.
But they said he's more likely going to be up, but well, I don't know much about this guy. He was with Buffalo. I know that. What was his name? Let me see if I can look it up. Because I want it, because I was waiting for this. So let's see. What was his name? They don't have who they signed. Oh, where's that thing? I'm trying to find it. I can't find who they signed. I can't find his name. Ah, fuck you in the neck, you fucker. No, it's just I just can't find who that was. But.
Well, I mean, we'll figure it out. But with that being said, those are our picks. There's a lot of there's a lot of split in this one. So this should be fun. But with that being said, anything else we want to bring up, or should we bring this into the station?
Let's bring it into the station. Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, thank you for listening to our show. If you like what you heard, follow us on our social media accounts under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at F and Ronnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At @ain't_nobody_care.
Follow Christian on the Daily Blitz.
_61.
Yes.
Ain't nobody care.
And you can follow us on like I said, keep following us on Twitter. Keep following us on Twitch for Movember.
Movember.
And keep following us on, like I said, on Twitch. I'll be playing a lot more during the week this month. DMC4, just a lot of games and a lot of fun. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
Tell your enemies. But until then, always remind them two things. One, there is always a teachable moment, and Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. And hell, if you don't believe me, well, then fuck, that's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
Later day. Good night.
What?